Letters to Lelia, by Francis Rosenfeld. Chapter 4, Living in Context. Who is waiting for Jimmy and Jenna? Sister Novice poked her head through the door that Sister Roberta had left ajar. The sister was revising a last-minute idea for the festivities, secretly offended that Lily was so adamant about not having anything happen that wasn't already approved. What a bore, I thought you were, she stopped from her work to look intently at Sister Novice. Nobody told me anything, you worked with Jimmy a lot during the last 3 months, I thought you already arranged something, we all assumed. The sister defended herself. All of you always assume, what a punishment for the scientific mind. Sister Roberta philosophized, when are they supposed to arrive? They already have, if you check the solenoid room. Sister Novice gently suggested. Oh, dear, they're locked in, how long have they been there? Sister Roberta started panicking. Not long, sister, we just arrived. Could you please let us out? And close the lab door. We brought dragons, Jimmy replied through the interlink. Sister Roberta obliged. A lively group emerged, more dragon than human, but hungry and noisy all the same. Oh, pears. What a treat. Jenna swooned at the sight of a bowl of yellow fruit on Sister Roberta's lab table. She grabbed one and took a healthy bite before anybody had a chance to stop her. Those are not. Sister Roberta managed to say, while Jenna gagged, disgusted, pears, the former completed her sentence. Sister Joseph and Sarah are running an experiment together, mobile plant life, based on the studies Sister Joseph did on the migrant bristle. I'm afraid the gene splicing didn't take into account the taste. Watch this, she said, pointing a pin light at one of the pears. The being reacted promptly by extending a muscular leg, like that of a mussel, and propelling itself off the table. Once on the floor it picked up speed and disappeared under one of the shelving units, to the great excitement of the dragons. Don't worry, it'll be back. They really like to hang out together, she reassured Jenna. Sister Joseph and Sarah working on the same project, can you imagine the sparks? Sister Roberta giggled, like your God's gift to conviviality. Sister Joseph mumbled through the interlink, peeved, then turned the conversation to the guests. Bring the dragons to the institute. I prepared some treats for them in the grassland environment, and I thought we came up with this idea first. Jenna followed up on the previous conversation. I brought some of the research material with me, to show Sarah. We're developing our own hybrids, if only from the opposite perspective, but it seems you beat us to the punch, she continued, a little upset that the Terra 2 horticulturists stole her thunder. It's really not at all the same thing, Sarah mentioned through the interlink. I can't wait to see your research. How is our lovely Isult? Artistic, Jimmy said with the barely dissimulated delight of a proud father. Nonsense. Sister Joseph replied in protest. She is strong and vibrant, a healthy result of growing up on Solea with the sun and the wind in her face, running with the dragons in the wilderness, not being coddled like a poodle and spared all effort. The sister had no appreciation for artistic endeavors, which she considered a waste of human capacity, but she so loved Isult that she couldn't hold anything against the girl. She has the gift of soothing the dragons, they don't take to just anybody, you know? Sister Joseph managed to pay Isult a compliment while bringing up her own talent. How is Lily? Jimmy asked, excited to get together with his childhood friend. I have a few suggestions for the ceremony, I can't wait to run them by her, he spoke, excited. Wait. Sister Novice suggested, followed by approving comments from everyone within interlink range. If you value your friendship, don't make any suggestions regarding the ceremony, she's a little sensitive about this subject. The sisters started laughing. And Lelia? Isult can't stop talking about her, she is so fascinated with the cloud stories, always in search of something new and extravagant, that one. Jenna picked up the conversation. Other than being related to fog, spiffy. Sister Joseph couldn't help herself. Sister. Sarah protested, what? Now we're bending over backwards trying to please those insufferable puffs of smoke. It's Lily's fault, on second thought I blame the parents. Nobody takes responsibility for their children anymore, they let them roam on that beach day in day out. No wonder they grow up like savages in the jungle and end up choosing vapor for a life partner. She went on, forgetting that she was contradicting the very argument she had made for Isult's healthy upbringing. Sister, it's been 1,000 years, would you let it go? Humon commented through the interlink. How did you enchant Lily, you silver tongue devil? I can never tell if you're here or not. Sister Joseph backed out. Define here. Humon replied naturally. I don't want to define here. I had here down pat. Sister Joseph protested. Anyway, Sister Roberta intervened, "Welcome to Terra 2, we really missed you." She turned to Jimmy and Jenna. "Try to make yourselves useful, if you'd like. When is Isolde coming?" she inquired. "Wouldn't we like to know?" Jimmy and Jenna looked at each other, smiling. "She's a free spirit, our little one. She'll be here when inspiration moves her. Definitely in time for the ceremony, though," Jenna clarified, to chase away a cloud of worry that was darkening Sister Roberta's forehead. "Where is she right now?" the sister replied. "Alpha Centauri, I think." Jenna tried to downplay the fact that their beloved daughter, like a mountain brook, could never sit still. The image of Isolde riding through the bristle plains surrounded by dragons brought a smile to her lips. With her flaxen hair and her pale blue eyes, as cloudless and deep as Solea's sky, Isolde was the spitting image of the Norse princess of legend. "Are you going to bring those dragons over or not? I don't see why they have to starve while you're running your mouths," Sister Joseph pressed, concerned for the little darlings, who haven't had anything to eat during the last half hour. "Those bellies are going to start dragging on the floor soon," Sister Roberta thought. "Why don't you worry about yourself instead?" Sister Joseph replied promptly, "And stop churning those accursed items. The poor woman told you that all the details are already locked in. Bad enough she has to deal with wisps all day long. We don't want to make her life worse than it already is." "Thank you, Sister Joseph," Humon replied. "Anytime, dear," the sister pushed back. Oma Beach, Solea, July 6, 3245. "Our sweet Lelia. First of all, we'd like to remind how much we all miss you. Come visit more often, darling. Isolde is asking constantly when the two of you are going to get together again. Jimmy left the writing to me, so let me be the first to congratulate you for your upcoming ceremony. What a blessed event that is, one that we wouldn't dream of missing. Our life here on Solea hasn't changed much. We live simply, as you know, but we are happy. We love our blue wilderness and the company of the dragons. We just finished construction on our new home, a bit larger than the old one, to give Isolde some extra room for all her gear. You wouldn't believe how much space all her photography paraphernalia and art supplies can take, and we're tired, but content. Jimmy worked very hard to put everything together just right and accommodate our beloved daughter's requests to the last exacting detail, and I got the task to create the furniture from fallen Oma trees. We are very environmentally conscious here. Solea is a nature preserve, and we want to keep it as untouched as possible. You definitely have to come and trek the trails with Isolde. She has so many places to show you and a whole flock of very friendly dragons that follow her around like a shadow. We are thrilled to have managed to balance the minerals in our garden soil and finally get the flavor of the vegetables right. Nobody was excited to have everything taste like the Solea bristle. The sisters visit very often, Sister Joseph especially. She likes to pretend she comes to do more research on the local wildlife, but we all know she wants to see Isolde and spend time with the dragons. She has a very special relationship with the little five-headed beasts. She's like a dragon whisperer of sorts, and they are so attached to her. How is your mother, dear? We miss our dear Lily, with whom we share so many childhood memories. Jimmy and I come to Terra 2 a lot more often than she makes it here, to coordinate our latest research, teach at the Institute, or get together with our loved ones. But we can't stay very long either because of Isolde's schedule. She is working towards her mastery in a liberal arts program from a culture in the Centauri constellation. She visited their planet once and was completely taken with their multidimensional manipulation of imagery, so she decided to pursue a degree in the field, and now she's traveling back and forth every day for classes. She's making great progress, at least that's what her father and I think, but she always strives to do better. She's so ambitious. We've been traveling a lot too, on geological exploration trips, and found some very interesting and absolutely beautiful sites. We only wish we could do it more often, but life here is surprisingly busy for a nature research center. Sister Sarah helped out with our latest project, an aluminum tree orchard. The process of extraction is reminiscent of harvesting rubber, a very old-school project of Sarah's, still with practical applications, is completely pollution-free and yields a decent output, enough for our local production needs at least. She and Roberta spent some time with us to do the experiments and give the small farm a good start, and it was like the old times again, working together with our mentors. Roberta never says anything, but she's so proud of Jimmy, who developed the concepts he has learned from her into spearheading research. You should just see them work together in the lab, exchanging ideas and contradicting each other, as if no time has passed at all. He just presented a paper on time slicing dynamics at the Institute, a subject of great interest to Roberta, and they had endless conversations on the topic, often forgetting to eat or sleep. Sometimes I don't know which one of them is more driven by their work. I recently finished a study on the biological acceleration rates of cells enhanced with artificial DNA strands, study which forecasts very promising results for the development of Solea/Terra2 hybrids, a project I've been working on for a while now. We may be able to blend sufficient Terra2 genetic components into the vegetation of Solea to generate conditions, at least locally, for purple to live autonomously on this planet. The immortals are of course thrilled and can't shut up for a second, which, as you know, can get pretty tiresome after a while. How are things with you? Lily told us that your Vlorian grandparents besought the first circle to assign you a Valent rank 3, in light of your dual status and the diplomatic experience you acquired as a result of your birth circumstances. We know that's a great honor and the progenitor clouds must be beside themselves with pride. We're all looking forward to joining them in witnessing your bonding ceremony and the subsequent joyous celebration. We weren't sure if you picked a field of research, or you are still deciding, but I can only guess that your covalent clouds are going to be wonderful lifetime collaborators no matter what you choose. Isolde has a surprise for you, an art project she'd been working on day and night to make sure it was ready before your ceremony. She made me promise not to tell you, but I know from experience that surprises are not always welcome, especially during events that need to be planned to the last detail, so I wanted to give you the heads up. Please act amazed or she'll be mad at me. I can only say one thing, it is good that the celebration takes place on the beach, this way there will be plenty of room for the surprise. Centauri art styles have a knack for the monumental and it includes dragons too. Okay, I think I already said too much. I assume that Sis will be taking care of many of the physical aspects of the ritual, from decor to food, but if there is anything you would like, anything that we can bring you from here, please let us know without hesitation. We'd love to get you something that will make you happy. Isolde really wanted to know, but she didn't dare ask, so she pushed the task on me. Keep that in mind if you think I'm too nosy. Are you going to be in solid form, wisp form or both during the observance? We've never participated in one, due to the highly ceremonial and reserved nature of the Vlore culture, so we'd like to know what to expect. We don't want to react incongruously. Anyway, I assume we'll learn all the details during the rehearsals. I'm sure we'll be fine. Your mother must be very keen on keeping everything absolutely perfect, considering her position. I don't think there have ever been so many high-ranking Vlore clouds on Terra 2 all at the same time. Please send our best regards to Humon, whom we love like a brother and have admired for over a millennium. What a blessing he'd been in your mother's life, and a wonderful father to you and Isle. I don't think we'd enjoy the great relationship with Vlore if your parents didn't put their life blood into the success of this endeavor. I've never seen two people work so hard to accomplish a goal and the results reflect their efforts. I can't imagine the amount of persuasion necessary to convince the First Circle to send a permanent, independent delegation to Terra 2. Well, that's pretty much all I have, my dear. Not a lot of excitement on Solea, I'm afraid, but you know what they say, happy people have no history. We love you to bits and can hardly wait to see you soon. Yours as always, Jimmy, Isolde and Jenna.